And a one, and a two, and welcome to the Tales from the Long Box podcast. This is episode 212, catching up with Marvel Comics Secret Wars. That's the 2015 version, ladies and gentlemen, which we own. I am Chris Mosby.
I'm Caleb Gerard.
And I'm Murray Fox.
And as I said in the intro, we're going to catch up with the Marvel's latest big event. We read number one, and, well, we're real behind. So we're going to try to get caught up. But first, before that, a little bit of news. Recently, Marvel announced that it's just Secret Wars is so freaking big. It's epic. That they're adding an issue. And it's supposed to come out in number 9 is supposed to come out in December. And the quote is, "Apparently Secret Wars is even bigger than we thought it was," says Editor-in-Chief Axel Alonso. "To help Jonathan and Assad continue this epic event as big and bombastically as it started, we're adding an extra issue."
Bombastic?
That's what it says right here.
Good God.
That's the quote from Newsamarama. I'll forward that to you. Here we go. Boom. Let's see. "That means one more month of the suspense, action, and game-changing storytelling that fans and retailers have been clamoring for since the final incursion started." And this article goes on to
say... Which was like 3 years ago.
Yeah. Let's see, has had some delays. The upcoming Secret Wars number 6 pushed from early August to release date to September 16th. The subsequent issues haven't been announced as being delayed. Oh, pardon me, the laundry's done. But given number 7 is solicited for September 23rd and 8 for October 7th with the same creative team of Hickman and Rubik, those two could be delayed. Let's see here. And I quote, "This extra issue will not affect any of the new launches as part of all new, all different Marvel," said David Gabriel, Marvel S&P Senior Vice President, Sales and Marketing. "There might be a surprise or two left over from Battle World you weren't expecting. In fact, the original Marvel Superhero Secret Wars, some of those puzzle pieces will hit the Marvel Universe before the event concludes."
Shocking.
Yes. "But if you want to see how they all fit together, you don't want to miss these last few issues." Number 9, the cover to number 9 features the same Alex Ross artwork as solicited for number 8, although Marvel has changed covers for the series from what was originally solicited. So there's your little news there. And one Google link I saw suggested it wasn't that much bigger. I don't know, it's probably $4.99 and it's like eight pages or something. I don't know how big it's going to be, but anyway.
It sounds like they're cutting 7 and cutting 8 because they were supposed to be really big issues, so 7 will be less big, 8 will be less big, and then the extra content is being, you know, just bumped. So 9 might be a little bigger, but I think really what they're doing is just trying to get the book kind of on schedule, so if 7 is less big, it's maybe easier to get out sort of on time, and if 8 is less big, it's easier to get that one out on time, and then they've got another month to wrap everything up.
Yeah. So it's the same. Your theory is it's the same pages. They just shifted them. It was a rolling thing. They said, okay, a few less pages in 7, a few less pages in 8, and maybe add a couple of splash pages to 9, and booyah, we have an extra issue.
I think so.
That's possible.
Check the solicits, because I think the 7 and 8 were solicited as being, I want to say, 50 pages-ish or 40 pages-ish, and now they're less.
That makes sense, because they can't actually give somebody their money's worth on a comic. That would be bad.
They'll probably lower the price, too, if they're lowering the page count.
Mm-hmm. Probably. Oh, no, they wouldn't lower the price.
Yeah, lower the price. Murray, what kind of naive statement is that?
See, that way they take some pages out of 7 and 8 and then make a whole other $4 out of the deal. See, that makes more sense.
Well, sure.
Okay. Well, all right then.
Cheap. and make it cheaper.
What's he smoke? Oh, wait, he's been out at the kiln today, haven't you?
Yeah, but it's not hot right now. It's all cool. That's why okay. I can open it.
You got pottery smoke in your brain there. Get it? Pottery. All right, anyway. I tried to quickly find this was a, you know, see how the sausage made. This was a last minute. We had a hard time figuring out a topic today, so we're not as prepared as we should be, which, you know, when has that ever stopped us? So, I don't know. We can go through this and see what's going on. The very first issue was all about two universes fighting for survival. And now we see the second issue. Damn it. Ugh, I thought it was done with the yawning. Second issue starts out, and you got the Thor core is what they've come to call it later. You got all these different versions of Thor. You got the Frog Thor. You got Beta Ray Bill. You got Odin's out there, which he looks a lot like Anthony Hopkins, believe it or not. And Storm is a Thor as well. So they're all putting
from
the hammer.
X-Men. And New Mutants storyline.
Yeah, that's true. That's right. I got several different covers here. One of them is Wolverine as an action figure, which I think is hilarious.
That's Ultimate Thor, by the way. At front and center on the cover.
Cool. And you got some kind of funky shield thing on another cover. You got Skrulls and stuff on that. And you got another bunch of Thors. I have a whole bunch of covers on the one thing. Okay, so.
I've got a summary for number two. I got it.
Awesome.
You ready?
Go for it.
Okay, so.
Nothing happened.
So we got a new Thor lifts Mjolnir. Mjolnir? 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 Yeah.
Right, so.
And joins the Thor Corps, a police force composed of multiple versions of Thor. The young Thor from someplace called Higher Avalon. Tells the story of the creation of the world. So we get the Thor's point of view on God Emperor Doom's, how he created Battle World, or Earth, and the universe, which I think is a little odd because to this point we've been led to believe that there is no universe. It's just Battle World, and that's all they think there is. The young guy and the King Thor travel to Mr. Sinister's place, Bar Sinister, and then to Castle Doom, where Doom holds court from his throne on the world. Reading this over a little closer. Mm-hmm. His throne is actually made out of the world tree.
Yes.
From Thor. In the kingdom of Utopolis, Minister Alex Power, which, by the way, very cool. Mm-hmm. A Power Pack fan. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. Is brought to a site of discovery and is uncovered by an earthquake. The item discovered is the life raft that the survivors from the previous universe were on. Sinister is brought before Doom and Strange, Dr. Strange, who's the sheriff, also one of the few who remembers the previous continuity. Sinister has been charged with secretly aligning with Hyperion of Utopolis, which, by the way, that is an awesome series. The Sinister, what am I thinking of? Squadron Sinister. Mm. Awesome, awesome, awesome miniseries.
Okay.
Sinister has been charged with secretly aligning, blah, 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 in opposition to Higher Avalon, which is the Braddock kingdom. Hmm. Sinister chooses to face his accuser in battle. Sinister defeats Brian Braddock, but before he can deal the killing blow, Doom intervenes. Doom interrogates Braddock to no avail. To save his brother, James Braddock confesses to crimes against Doom. This causes Doom to banish him to the Shield, which there's some good Shield stories going on, by the way. A massive wall that protects Doom's realm from outside horrors. That would be the Ultrons and the zombies of Marvel Zombies, as well as other freaky, deaky stuff. The Thors escort James to the shield, where he jumps into the Deadlands, which is where the zombies are, and he gets killed, as James Braddock usually does. If you ever read any of the Captain Britain stuff or Excalibur, James Braddock seems to die a lot. Anyhow, Valeria, who is now Doom's kid, tells Strange that Minister Powers...
Susan is Doom's wife, too. I thought that was interesting.
Alex Power has found... excuse me. Valeria tells Strange that what Alex Power has found, and that the carbon dating suggests the discovered object is much older than the believed age of Earth. So they've even dated Earth. Wow. It's very biblical. Strange tasks the young Thor, the new guy from the beginning of the book, and King Thor, the Anthony Hopkins wannabe, to enforce a quarantine around the discovery site. One of the moloid diggers on site inadvertently opens the raft. King Thor...
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh. Is he dropping? Yep, he's dropping. Hello? Caleb? Caleb? Oh, we're losing... Oh.
Yes?
Hello, everyone. All right. Let's see. Jeremy, okay, take two. A little internet issues. I must have said something to offend Doom because my entire internet dumped. So, sorry about that, Lord Doom. And shall we continue?
Have you been watching Mr. Robot by any chance?
Yes, I have. I'm like three episodes behind, but I have been watching that. It's a great show.
We just started episode one last night. Anyhow,
it's great. Love it.
The internet is out to get you. That Men in Black do exist.
Yes, they do.
All right, Marie, if Marie's a fan of Orphan Black, you would like Mr. Robot.
Yes.
Really? Are there sexy clones?
No. Not clones, but yeah, there's. It's not for kids, though. I wouldn't watch it when the kids are around.
Well, I wouldn't watch Orphan Black kids around either.
Oh,
so.
Well, I haven't watched any of that yet, so.
It's a little explicit at times.
Oh, okay.
It's a little explicit at times as well. And it's got Christian Slater.
Yes, it does. Yes, yes, it
does. Very good.
All right, hold on.
I will give it a look.
All right, let me see. So,
talking about finding the ship.
All right, so King Thor, the Anthony Hopkins wannabe, is killed as weapons fly out of the ship. Out of the raft, and the young Thor, the new guy, he runs off with his tail between his legs like a biatch to tell Doctor Strange what happens. And as he leaves, the Cabal and the Maker, Reed Richards of the 6616 universe, emerge from the lifeboat. Thanos asks one of the Moloids where they are. The Moloid talks, so tells him, this place, the Highborn call it Latverian. Believers call it God's Kingdom, but everyone else, we common folk, we call it Battle World. So, basically, this is the emergence of that cabal that Hickman has been building up in New Avengers and Avengers proper and Avengers World over the last, I don't know, what, 7-8 years? I don't know, however long it's been. But they finally hooked up with the Ultimate Universe and hooked up with Reed Richards, or the Maker from that universe. But it's, you know, it's Thanos. Pardon me, my daughter brought me a pancake while we were down there, so I'm like, okay. Noshing that pancake.
Quite all right, sir.
Anyhow, a bunch of bad guys, super bad guys from the 616, as well as Reed Richards from the 6616. And they saved themselves and ended up on Doomworld. Doomworld, Battleworld, excuse me. And that's where they were left. But they survived. Good for them. And then they killed Anthony Hopkins. They killed Hannibal Lecter.
They killed him pretty really well, I'd say.
Oh, well-ish.
Yeah.
Anyhow, good issue. The art is, I'm really loving the art.
Yeah, it's good.
The scenes where the kid is talking, you should, if you haven't checked it out yet, Murray, the scenes where the kid is talking about the history of Battleworld and the history of, quote-unquote, the universe are really nice to look at. They're pretty. Oh, I'm sorry. It's 1610 is the Ultimate Universe, not 6616. Sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know where I got.
616 is the universe we know.
Right, but in terms of Ultimate, I just got the number wrong.
Yeah.
Anyhow, there's some really, you know, some funky Hickman moments in here, like when Alex Power and Dragon Man find the ship.
Mm-hmm.
God, that was. And
yeah. What was that?
Well, you have to love Dragon Man.
Yeah, he's pretty good in this.
Well, Hickman is the one who dragged Dragon Man into the
foundation.
The foundation. Thank you.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, I actually read some of that FF stuff.
Made him their babysitter.
Mm-hmm.
And which was pretty cool. And then of course they used him a lot during the Mike Allred issues.
Mm-hmm.
I know, I really like this whole sequence, the battle with Mr. Sinister. We get to see just how badass Mr. Sinister really is.
Oh, yeah.
He gets his head chopped. When he got his head chopped off and then his body kept going at Braddock like it was, mm-hmm. which was really cool. And
yeah, I like the Game of Thrones vibe with him going over the wall to fight the zombies. I thought that was interesting.
I think that's actually one of the complaints I have about this is it's a little too Game of Thrones.
Oh well, yeah. Now that you mention it, it's very like that.
I don't know, Murray. Do you watch Game of Thrones? I have no idea.
I have not seen it.
Well, one of the main settings in Game of Thrones is this huge wall on the south side of the world that cuts off the rest of the world from the Dark Riders. Is it the Dark Riders? Is that right? That's not
I
right.
I think
is it?
It's been a while since I've watched it. I haven't watched this last season.
Anyhow, so there's a whole society south of the wall that's, you know, zombie-like and coming to invade the northern realms of the kingdom, or of the world. So it's straight out of that. So Hickman has to owe George Martin some money for that.
Yeah, because they've got this great big long wall called the Shield, and basically the same thing with Game of Thrones. You can commute your sentence to death by going to the wall to defend it, and in Game of Thrones, and that's pretty much what they got the Braddock guy doing. He's jumping off the wall to fight zombies. That instead of dying at the hands of Sinister, so that's it's like almost a direct copy, but still kind of cool a little bit.
Yep. And the Galactus engine is also a cool visual.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's true.
Anyhow, so...
So, Reed built the Battle Worlds?
No. Basically, they showed that in the first issue.
Okay.
Basically, Doom, Molecule Man, and then later Doctor Strange figured out that the Beyonders was going to... Because I just got through reading 5, and it kind of explains this. Had made the universes as an experiment, and they were tired of it, and they were going to just wipe everything out and start over. So somehow they found out, and that's how the first issue started. They're standing there on some platform, and they did something, and which it was, I don't know, I'd have to read 5 again, but Molecule Man and Doom and Strange did this thing and basically saved the last
saved
two universes.
What they could. Gotcha.
And of course, Doom being Doom, he made himself Lord God of this battle world.
Sure, yeah. Of course.
So there's only one world in the entire universe, and it's the battle world and all these little fiefdoms and stuff. And number two has a nice little map showing where everything's at.
And there's little flashes of people having remembering members of the cast remembering the previous universe, like in, again, in the Squadron Sinister one, they mentioned stars, which no one has ever actually seen stars on Battleworld. Mm-hmm. And also in the Korvac saga, they mentioned them as well. Mm-hmm. A couple of the other ones, they're like, something's not quite right. People are starting to realize that it's not as doom-centric as they've been thinking. And the moment where they realize that the ship that they found is older than the world should be, mm-hmm. Also is opening Valeria and Alex Powers' eyes a little bit here.
Yeah.
It's interesting stuff. Again, it's wordy. It's yes. Got lots of words.
It does have lots of words, yes. Alrighty. Let's see. Going on to number three.
Number three, I've also got a summary for number three.
Awesome. Good, because I couldn't find any. Great all cover right, so, by Alex Ross, sir.
It is a great cover. Well, all of them have been great Alex Ross covers. I mean, it's I think that he gets dinged a lot for some of his similar poses and faces and stuff, but...
Eh, whatever. They're just all jealous. Right.
They are just jealous. Then we get that fantastic Mr. Fantastic and the Maker, the split screen, sort of like Crisis number six?
That sounds six? Right, yeah.
Is it six or was it nine?
Yeah.
Something like that. I think nine was Flash Time.
Nope, that was eight.
Was it? Okay, nine was Supergirl dying, and she died in the one after.
Seven. She died in seven?
Oh, damn it. It's been a while. All right, then. So, yeah.
The split cover, the George Perez split cover from Crisis. I can't remember which number it is, and we we can fight over this for eternity. Or anyhow, so some cool covers. There's like eight or nine covers for this issue, by the way. Holy crap. They keep going and going. Anyhow, summary. Summary, please. Doctor Strange informs Doctor Doom or Lord Doom or whatever of recent events in the various domains of Battleworld. When Doom grows tired of hearing it all, Sheriff Strange reminds him that he's omnipotent but not omniscient. How does that work? Standing in front of a statue of the Molecule Man, one of the other survivors, they reminisce about how Doom had battled the Beyonders and managed to salvage various fragments of the Earths, plural, that were destroyed. The Sheriff Strange is summoned to Utopolis, by the Thor Corps to examine the Cabal's life raft. A group of Thors are deployed to apprehend the Cabal. Once all the Thors, aside from this new young Thor that we saw last issue, have left, Doctor Strange tells the hidden Miles Morales that he can come out of hiding. Miles reveals that he sneaked onto the ship with the Cabal just before the incursion destroyed his planet. That kid has seen a lot of death. I'm sorry. On the island of Agamotto, that would be Doctor Strange's sanctum, sanctorum, or whatever it's called, Doctor Strange briefly explains explains how Battleworld works to Spider-Man, Miles Morales, then reveals he has found the other life raft. The young Thor opens the vessel with the survivors from Earth 616. See, I got that one right. Exiting stasis. Doctor Strange is unsure that the heroes are from his timeline until he sees Black Panther and Mr. Fantastic from the Illuminati. Doctor Strange reveals that they have been in stasis for 8 years and that Doctor Doom saved them all and others when he created Battleworld. In Utopolis, the Cabal and the Maker are discovered by the Thor Corps. Thing ring. Do your thing.
Did we skip the part of what happened to Johnny Storm?
We may have. I was just summarizing, so
okay.
I was not actually in the issue just now. I was
Let's see. Okay, I'll let you finish, and then we'll go over that.
That's the basic summary. I mean, we get the fact that it looks like Molecule Man did not survive, or at least it appears he didn't survive when Doctor Strange and Doctor Doom both did survive from the platform. We get some more killing. We get Miles Morales in there, along with this new Thor is starting to see that there are holes in Doom's story.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what else.
Mr. Storm, okay. Johnny Storm did not like the perfect world that he was given, and he was somewhat of a rebel. And he wasn't killed. He was basically made to be the sun in the sky. And he's in... but still you're...
Here we are, back again.
Yes, I'm going to get Caleb back. Okay, I have switched to my alternate internet. One second.
There's an alternate internet?
Yes, I have a hotspot. I'm on it. My router has rebooted twice. That's what's causing this issue. I'm going to have to look at maybe using a warranty on it and getting it replaced or something. I don't know. But
hotspot.
Yes, I have a mobile hotspot as a backup in case we have brownouts here a lot. So, you know, since I work from home, if that internet goes down, I can hop on to this little hotspot, and it's got enough juice to, you know, allow me to at least, very least, VPN into work. So, anyway, where was we? Yes, Johnny Storm is the sun. That was her. The people missed the sun, and they, you know, she still loved him even though he was a rebel, so that was her punishment. So he's the sun you see in the sky. So, okay, there's that.
So real quick, hold on. Let's back up a page or so.
Yes, gotcha.
You've got Susan Storm is talking to, or Susan, whatever her last name is talking to Doom.
Mm-hmm.
And if you notice on her tummy, she has a phoenix symbol.
Oh, yeah, she does, doesn't she?
And then the very, very next panel, she's see-through for some reason.
Yeah,
no particular reason.
It's like her powers, like, kicked in for a second.
Yeah, just something to note there.
Mm-hmm.
She was allowed to choose his punishment when he was rebelling against Doom. And she said, well, we're going to make him the sun rather than putting him behind the shield.
Yeah.
Which is strange because people have survived beyond the shield, as we've seen in other some of the spin-out series.
Yep. That is correct. I haven't read any of those. It's way too many.
Some of them are really good. Some of them suck.
I'll have to check some of them out.
And then we see also that Doom, for whatever reason, in his omnipotence, can't fix his own face.
Yes. He has no nose.
He has no nose, yes.
It's kind of weird. But it looks a lot better than the last time I saw it, I think, but I could be wrong.
That's deep psychological scarring.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is that what that is? Okay.
Yeah. Very possible, yeah. Yeah, he's doing like, what's his name did, the... John Stewart, when he couldn't walk, was all psychological guilt for whatever. So anyway,
The Daily Show?
No, John Stewart, the Green Lantern.
Oh, right.
Okay, so we go to the Isle of Agamotto. Let's see, blah blah blah. See if there's anything in there. Yes, they've opened the other one, and the rest of the people are out. Spider-Man talk. Oh, Phoenix is there. Cyclops.
Well, Cyclops Phoenix. Yeah,
he's coming. Yeah.
Yeah, at some point he had a phoenix egg. They never actually – that was a plot hole, is the phoenix egg becoming a reality, and it was never told how it got there.
As well as the sentinels that he had under his command.
Right, yeah.
I haven't been reading the X book, so I don't know if that was ever shown in there or not.
And there we go again.
See ya.
No, you're still here. I'm on a wholly different internet.
Okay, I couldn't hear a thing. So.
Well, it might cut out a little bit. It's not. Might not be. You there?
I'm here.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes.
I can hear you now.
This probably isn't as strong.
Anyhow, so.
Yes, you can't hear me, Caleb.
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, you're killing me, man.
What?
So anyway, Reed and let's see, you got Captain Marvel, you got Peter Parker, you got Athor, Star-Lord, Cyclops / Phoenix. It's been 8 years since the incident.
And some of the series that's been out of this have been really good. We've got the Thors series, which is awesome. If you like Law and Order, you will like Thors. Runaways. If you like Gotham Academy, you'll love Runaways. Marvel's on. Hello, you guys there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Marvel Zombies has been fun. I like Elsa Blood Bloodstone. Yeah. And Master of Kung Fu. You would really like that one, Chris.
I highly recommend. Yeah.
You should ought to pick that one up.
Okay.
Let's see what else has been really good here. Squadron Sinister. Oh, God, that is so good.
That's going to be turned into that series that.
Post-Secret Wars, yeah.
It's going to be crap. The guy who did Starman. What the hell is his name?
James Robinson.
Yes, James Robinson. I was totally blanking on that. One thing I thought was interesting, Stephen Strange found the raft. This new universe has been around for 8 years, and he found their raft 3 years ago. So they've been sitting in stasis for 3 years, and he hasn't opened it until now.
Because he's a douchebag.
Well, yeah. He's like the Littlefinger guy.
Right. Anyway, continue. Future Imperfect's been good. Mm-hmm. X-Men 92 has been awesome. Ah, God, Koblish is killing it on that book. Mm-hmm. Old Man Logan, despite the fact that it's Bendis writing it, so not much happens, but it's really beautiful Sorrentino art. Nothing happens. MODOK Assassin has just been goofy, cool, fun, which, Murray, you would love MODOK Assassin. You have got to grab up those issues.
I heard it was funny.
Cross my heart, you will laugh from beginning to end. What else? I don't know. The other ones have been decent. I mean, nothing else jumps out at me from this list here. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the Deadpool's Secret Wars is pure goofiness. It's what if Deadpool was at the original Secret Wars?
Mm. Yes.
So. and none of it, I'll be honest with you, none of it spins out of these issues that we're reviewing right now between, you know, 2 and 3. They're just sort of these little self-contained stories that mm-hmm. have Easter eggs in them that none of it's required reading. Let's just say that at the moment. I'm sure that at some point they'll go, as revealed in Korvac Saga number 3.
Let's see. I'm on to number 4. You got a summary for that?
I do have a summary for that.
Well, all right, go for it.
Let's see what I leave out this time. Okay, so we're back to Utopolis. The Thor Corps is battling Thanos and the Cabal, and the Maker. On the Hidden Isle. So they have a big old battle with the Thor Corps, and then back on Agamotto. Strange explains to the life rafters that the Beyonders were the ones behind the universes crashing together, and that he and Doom were able to kill them, able to kill the Beyonders, and take their power. The Thor Corps are still fighting the Cabal. One of the Thors teleports teleports over to Castle Doom to report on what's going on. Valeria notes that Thanos is a formidable threat. So she's noting now that Thanos is a badass in a world where her dad is the baddest ass of the badasses. Strange arrives at the battle with the Wrath survivors. So this is straight out of the original Secret Wars. Doom teleports to the scene of the battle. Doom joins the battle and unleashes his power against the Cabal and the surviving members of the Life Raft. Cyclops, as Phoenix, confronts Doom and temporarily he's kicking his ass for a second there, and then he's grabbed around the throat by Doom, who Strange has helped out. Doom does a Gwen Stacy to Cyclops' neck and orders the invaders to surrender. And Doctor Strange rebels and teleports all the surviving members away. And Doom besorges Doctor Strange to death.
Because he hid the survivors.
Yeah. And Doom knows that ain't good stuff.
No.
Again, led off by an awesome Alex Ross cover.
No, not much else on that one.
It's got a cool Lego cover, or Mini Mates, whatever they're called. Which is a take on the original Secret Wars cover. What else? Some cool covers. I'm liking those toy covers.
Those are awesome.
They're kind of funny.
They're gonna do one with Magneto, I think I read.
They're cute. It's, I like the fact that Maximus and the Maker are just standing there in the middle of the battle, not doing much. They're observing.
Who's that Maximus guy anyway?
Black Bolt's brother.
Oh, okay.
That's right. Crazy old Maximus.
Black Bolt's supposed to be dead, isn't he? Well, he's definitely dead, I guess, now.
I think he's back to... Well, yeah, they're all dead, but he's back to life in... Back to life.
They're all dead. Is it Dave? They're all dead. Dave, they're all dead. Oh, I'm sorry. Number four. Or excuse me, five.
Just real quick, I'm just checking to see if there's anything else that jumps out from this issue.
I didn't see anything, but I might have missed something.
I think the one thing that I was a little surprised it wasn't commented on was Reed Richards commenting that Namor was hanging out with the Cabal. I would have expected a comment, but because
I would wish to make his mind whether he's evil or not. Well, I guess I don't know.
Whoa, sorry about that.
He does whatever he does to serve his own needs, I guess. I still can't believe he's with the X-Men for a while.
He was the first mutant.
Yes. I like how they rewrote that.
No. He's been the first mutant.
Yeah, I guess technically is.
They just ran with it.
So, let's see. Do we miss anything?
We've almost caught you up here, Murray.
Yeah.
So issue 5. We get the funeral for Strange. The Strange funeral. let me see. This issue just came out, a week ago, two weeks ago, I think?
I just read it right before the podcast.
So a couple issues prior, we had seen the statue for Molecule Man, thinking that it was a memorial statue. But in fact, Doom enters a realm located below the Molecule Man statue and converses with the Molecule Man, who's hanging out there and really wants a snack. He is back to being nutsy cuckoo Molecule Man, as opposed to the wussy one from the original Secret Wars miniseries.
Not sure what his role is, but he says, "I devoured everything, Victor, but I'm still hungry. From the top of my head right down to my little toe bits, K countless microscopic cells swimming in the sea of Owen, and each one craves nourishment. Weird.
Well, they discussed the origins of Battleworld, explained the Beyonders were the originators of reality.
That's what I was saying earlier. Go ahead.
But eventually decided to go ahead and kill the universe. The Molecule Man was the only unique presence in the whole multiverse. That's right. Across the multiverse, there were multiple versions of characters, but he was the only one who was purely unique. A single being whose presence in each unique reality represented a sliver of the single interdimensional entity. This was a mind F issue, by the way.
Yes, it was.
And to end each of the universes, they would actually blow up that universe's sliver of the Molecule Man. It's really weird. So he's unique, but he's not unique. So Doom, Doctor Strange, and Molecule Man had gathered many Molecule Men across the multiverse and combined them into the Molecule Man bomb, which they detonated and directed towards the unsuspecting Beyonders. The detonation killed the Beyonders and allowed the 616 Molecule Man to absorb their power and channel it to Doom, who, in turn, created Battleworld. Meanwhile, at the Hall of Justice. Now, meanwhile, Valeria's Justice Division of the Future Foundation, so we're back to Battleworld, prepares to hunt down the 616 heroes. We get to see some of the 616 characters. Thor appears in Doomguard, where that would be She-Thor, by the way, where the Thor Corps are located. Black Panther and Namor are in Egyptia, which would be Apocalypse's realm. Captain Marvel is over with Mr. Sinister. Black Swan, who's one of Hickman's creations from the Avengers books, she's a bad guy, good guy, something, appears in Doomstadt. I can't say that without feeling like I should say it like Sean Connery. Doomstadt. At the end of the issue, Thanos appears at the bottom of the shield with a grim smile. He has a smile on his face, as Thanos usually does when he's just about to get himself some Infinity Gems. I don't know.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe he's getting Infinity Gems. I have no idea. In any case, we get some forward momentum, for Christ's sake. Who would have thunk?
We certainly did.
And the cover, we get the Jerry Curl Beyonder.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting.
With the white leisure suits from Secret Wars 2. Sorry.
And next Thanos fighting zombies.
Just what we signed up for.
Yes, absolutely. That's good stuff, man. So, what do you think, Murray?
I think it's big. I'm going to give it a look.
Lots of words, Murray. Lots of words.
Lots of words.
That's all right. Words are good.
Good words.
So it's kind of like, I didn't ever read House of M, but it's all like House of M-ish, Age of Apocalypse-ish-ish. Mm-hmm. Age of Apocalypse-ish.
It's all of them.
Yeah.
It's every alternate reality, but it's the best of the alternate reality stories that they've had. I mean, for instance, we're not seeing a Serpent Crown world.
Yeah.
The one thing I had a huge problem with here is them saying, okay, there is no – that the Molecule Man is unique, and yet he's not unique. Pieces of him are here. It's –
Yeah, well, it's like he was unique, but they sliced him up into pieces to do what they wanted to do. That was their reset button, I guess.
Words for the sake of words.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
And just real quick, if you go through the issue, Murray, you've read Secret Wars. I know you have. There's little buildings that are straight out of like that.
Yeah.
Out of the original Secret Wars thing. It's
Magneto's, the ones that the mutants were in that had the two wings. It kind of looks like a tuning fork. I saw that in, yeah. in the background.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. So where do you think they're going? Like, are they... When it's all, because eventually they'll of course figure out that they're not all, that this reality isn't the real reality. Although I guess it is, right? Because it's not like, well, Doom has done some sort of mind wipe thing, right?
Yep.
Well, yeah, the people that, it's like you see in a lot of those time travel things. Well, it's just like a crisis. If you weren't there at the beginning, then you don't remember. And, if you weren't there at the beginning, you don't remember what happened. And the people that were in the rafts, they were outside of time. So they still remember everything that happened. That's how that works. Sorry, man. Did I bore you to sleep there?
No. I'm just thinking, like, when they have to put all the pieces back together and mm-hmm. separate it all, I'm trying to figure out where it's all going.
Yeah. Well, that's where the, you know... The last news I saw, the new title is Guardians of Infinity. Is they're going to take Guardians of the Galaxy from all different timelines and I guess put them on a team. And it was interesting cover they showed. So should be interesting.
I'm just wondering, are they going to do like everything? Everything's on the like. There won't be any alternate universe. Marvel will just have like the one universe, and it'll have everything that was ever around in it.
In different places. Yeah. The only thing they haven't told is where hasn't been revealed at least is where Sue and Reed are, because the Guardians of the Galaxy title, one of the characters is Thing, and then. Human Torch is, getting down with Crystal over in the Uncanny Inhumans.
He's not getting with Crystal. He's had that.
Yes, yeah.
He's doing Medusa.
That's right, Medusa. That's
right. Is that right?
Yes, it was Medusa. You're right.
She's a cougar.
Yeah, and it's like 8 months after everything that happened in... I don't know why 8 months.
They're big on this 8 month jumping around stuff.
Yeah.
8 years. 8 years, 8 months.
Yeah.
And just before Secret Wars, wasn't there like an 8 month jump in Avengers?
They were gone for a year.
Yes.
There
was 8 months later. Okay. Yeah, when Pinball and what's her name had a kid.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Pinball's a dad.
Interesting.
They grow up so quick.
They do.
Once a new mutant, now a dad.
You know, people complain about DC, but Marvel isn't anywhere close to what it was when I was reading it. I mean, it's all over the place. And we were actually talking about it at dinner Friday night, how they are downplaying all the X-Men and Fantastic Four stuff because Marvel doesn't own the movie rights right now, so...
You have cool dinners. I don't get to have conversations like that at dinner.
Well, I just happen to be around a bunch of people that were into comics, so it doesn't happen very often. So.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
It happens with me once a week.
Oh, well, good for you.
No, right here, Chris.
No,
right here.
That's right. You know what I'm talking about.
I got that.
Now I feel bad.
Oy, killing me. Anyhow, I think, Murray, that we're gonna see, just like what they're doing over at DC, that the writers can have anything that they want to have matters.
Yes. Yeah.
Anything they want to ignore, and that's exactly how Marvel's played it all along, and that's why you know they have 17 spider characters running around, because they don't have to cross over unless they want them to cross over. That's why, you know, they can have Captain America be Black in one book and still be Steve Rogers in another book and whatever. It's just, yeah, okay, we'll catch up eventually. I think that's what we're going to end up with Marvel is same old, other than a lot of just, what, 50 new number ones or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly what it's going to be. They start restarting everything. So some of it actually intrigues me.
So September gets to be DC's month, and January gets to be Marvel's month.
I'm actually looking forward to the Marvel thing. Who knows? I might end up reading some stuff.
I might read Iron Man, for God help me.
You know, what I'm more intrigued about is the new the Peter Parker stuff, where he's like a Tony Stark, and he ends up taking over the Baxter Building, and, you know, it's going to be interesting.
As he should. He's Peter Parker.
That's right.
So. He is going to save the Marvel movies. I don't know.
Right. Let's see. Should we wrap this up? My sister came down a minute ago.
I'm caught up. Are you caught up, Murray?
You got the
5,000 foot view of this whole thing.
Yes,
I recommend. First of all, pick up MODOK, Assassin. You will thank me for it afterwards, and then take a look, and then read these issues. I think it's really wordy, but it's fun. Lots of Easter eggs in there for. Mm-hmm. Even the casual Marvel readers, there's a lot of Easter eggs in here.
Yeah, I enjoyed reading it. I really did.
So. There's lots of words.
Yes,
hockey lots of words.
Right, that'll be my weekend homework.
There you go, boy.
There you go.
You betcha.
Let's see. What else?
We'll close it out.
Yes, all right. As always, you can send us an email at podcast@tellsfromthelongbox.com and tell us what you think, and, you know, maybe send me some money to get a better router. No, I'm just kidding. I don't want to get into that. That's actually the most expensive router you can buy, so I'm kind of pissed that it's doing that. But I wrote it off on taxes, so that's okay. Anyway, you can join us on Facebook with our ever-growing
cabal.
Cabal. Yes, cabal of fans. I like that. I'm going with that. And or you can actually comment on the actual episodes and let us know what you think there. And that's about it for this week. Took 3 tries, but my God, we got it done. All right, yeah. That is it for this week.
And it better been recording.
It was. I made sure every time.
All right, gentlemen. Have a good afternoon.
All right, you too.
That's good. Cheers.
All right. Bye.